संजायते नहि ततः पृथगस्ति हेतो यस्यं भूताम् तथा समुपैति कार्यात् यस्यं भूतामपि तथा समुपैति कार्यात् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि
इट्स वेरी पीसफुल प्लेस नीलकंठ Before he going to Kedar Badrinath to stay, Lord Shiva stayed here for 60,000 years. Actually, originally he was staying in Kailash. From Kailash, he was called by the demigods. The demigods called him. Why they prayed for him? That story we know very well. That the demons and the demigods, devatas and the danavas, both of them, they had a truce. Let us get nectar and we'll divide and then we'll become immortal. So that nectar which gives immortality, that is not immortality in the sense of spiritual immortality. It gives you material immortality. Material immortality means at least you'll live for one kalpa, at least one day of Brahma or a very long period of time. Death is for sure. Death will come. But it will come after a long period of time. So that makes him a kind of experience immortality. But the real immortality is only by going back home, back to Godhead. So they were churning. They thought, let us churn the milk ocean. And this is not the milk ocean where Lord Vishnu stays. That milk ocean is different. Shurudaksha Vishnu says, that milk ocean is different. In this 14 planetary systems, within the Bhumandala, there are some oceans. There is some sugarcane ocean, there is a ghee ocean, there is an ocean of milk, there is an ocean of buttermilk, like that. So that ocean was selected. So then, there should be some churning rod. So then they thought, let us bring the Mandara mountain. How will they lift the Mandara mountain? Demons told, we will lift it. Because they are already proud. I can't do anything, just lift. They try to lift it. Could not be lifted. And they all prayed. This is the way Krishna designs this world. Somehow or the other, anybody, even a demon, would come in contact with a devotee or a deva. Somehow or other he will start praying. Somehow or other he surrendered to Krishna. So they were not able to lift. And the demons, demigods, of course they have some material desires. But though they have material desires, it is their nature to surrender to Krishna. They always think of Krishna. So there was a problem, the thought of Krishna. Then Krishna came with his Garuda. He brought the mountain all the way to the milk ocean. Then they told, thank you very much. Now over your job, you can go. Krishna told, okay, I'll go. What is there? So when, and as soon as they put the mountain, they forgot that actually this mountain is a churning rod. Something has to be there below. Otherwise, it will just sink down. Again, it was sinking down. Everybody started praying, oh, what to do, what to do. So then they all prayed to Krishna. Then he appeared as Kashyapa Rupa. He came down. And then they thought, what is the roop now? It's a huge mountain. Then they requested Vasuki. So Vasuki agreed, because Krishna is helping you again and again, I'll accept for it. So the demigods told that, you see, you hold the tail and we'll hold the head. Head, defensive. What is this? Eye and tail or what? We'll hold the head. We don't hold anybody's tail. Demonstrate, demonstrate, very good. Vasuki is a snake. Snake's mouth you hold. All demonstrate in the mouth. And they was very happy to hold the tail, they were very safe. And then churning started. When churning started, there need to be some pivot on top. So Ajita, Lord took an intervention, Ajita, and he stood on the top. Actually, everything was done by Krishna only. Everything was done by Krishna. And the demigods and the demons, they are thinking, I am doing this. They are pulling here, they are pulling here, the churning started. Anything you start, especially any auspicious activity, even a spiritual activity, the first thing which comes out is a poison. The first thing which comes out is the... Even in a spiritual activity, the chanting the names of the Lord, actually we are churning our heart. Churning our heart. So what is there that comes out first? What is the thing? Vikaras, kama, krodha, they all come out. Actually, when they are coming out, one should not mistake. They are all coming out and they are not going inside. If they are all coming out, let it come out. Let it get lost. So, the poison came out first. And they thought nectar will come out. Poison came out. It was very poisonous. Few of them also, they fainted. And the demigods, they started praying. At that time, Krishna did not come. And they all requested Brahma what to do. Then Brahma told, there is one person. Actually, there are many people who are capable. But to protect us from this poison, one need to be compassionate also. Without compassion, nothing can happen. So there is one compassionate person, that is Lord Shiva. Please call him. They all pray to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva appeared. And he told, what is this? This is what you should do. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. Lord Shiva with his divine power, he took all the poison in his hands and drank it. Just peacefully drank it. And when he was drinking, so the poison was so heavy, but still he was smiling. The smiling face did not go. And everybody glorified Lord Shiva for his great compassion. Now here, Lord Shiva did the job of protection. Isn't it? Protection is a part of maintenance. Now there is creation, maintenance and destruction. Though Lord Shiva is known as a destroyer, but he has a role to play in creation and maintenance also. So he plays a role of maintenance here. Actually, he was inspired by Sankarsana, because originally maintenance is who? It's Lord Krishna. So he sends Lord Shiva, inspires Lord Shiva, you do this job. Because Krishna always wants to glorify his devotee. So sometimes Krishna, he shows a very hard-hearted nature, sometimes. And then puts his devotee in front and the devotees show compassion. So here, compassion of Lord Krishna manifested through the heart of Lord Shiva and he did the job of maintenance and the protection. So when Lord Shiva drank, naturally, how can a wife tolerate this thing? Husband drinking poison in front of her. She came running. Oh my dear Lord, what are you doing? She came and then held the neck of Lord Shiva. And then the poison had gone down. It was very heavy poison. Of course, she was not having the estimate of her husband. He can digest anything. He has the potency to digest a poison. But still, the wife cannot tolerate. So Bhagavati or Durga, she came and then held the throat of Lord Shiva. Of course, these days, so they hold the throat but for another reason. That is later. First she held the throat. Yeah? Bhagavatam says, I know that story is there. Bhagavatam says she is peaceful, but that is later. But this story you will find in the Shiva Purana, that how she became really affectionate for her. She came and held the throat of Lord Shiva. And that is how it stopped at the throat. Otherwise it would have gone down. So then, Lord Vishnu, he appeared there. He appeared there and then told Durga, don't worry. You don't know the glories of your own husband. He can digest the whole thing. And then she became then pacified by hearing Vishnu's words. Because Ajita is there on top. Ajita himself told. So you don't worry, because your husband is so powerful that nothing is going to happen to him. And his conversation, she became very peaceful. So after that, Lord Shiva, he felt that irritation in the throat. And he thought, whatever it may be, let me just go and then peacefully meditate on Sankarsana. So he came to this mountain, this place where we are staying, that is Nilkanta. And then he started chanting Rama Nama. So he constantly chanted Ram Nama here. This is where he constantly chanted. And this Ram Nama was given by Ajita himself to Shiva. And he told, this is the poison for the poison. That is the famous statement. The poison for the poison. Because Lord Shiva protected the whole world from the poison. But still the poison is there in his throat. It did not go down so that he could digest it. It is there. That is how the whole neck became neela. It became very blue. So then, any time the poison would come out, anything can happen. So he wanted that mantra which can destroy this poison. And what is that? Chanting the names of the Lord. See, this is the place where Lord Shiva did Harinam Sankirtan. And then 60,000 years he did. And Bhagavati, she stays up some there. There is a temple there. That is Durga, she stayed there. They said 3 kilometers if you go by walk, but we'll not do that. It's a trekking walk, 3 kilometers. So she was meditating here, she was staying there, observing Lord Shiva, doing the chanting of the names of the Lord. And after 60,000 years, the poison got reduced. And then, the linga what you see here, it is that throat of Lord Shiva, which is manifested here. The throat of Lord Shiva that is manifested here. And the poison is all gone. So there is no problem in coming here, taking darshan. So this is the speciality of this place, Nilkanta. Nilkanta Mahadev. And then from here, Bhagavati and Durga and Lord Shiva, both of them went to Badrinath to stay there. And when they were staying in Badrinath, then the Lord appeared. The Lord appeared and he was finding that I came here to do tapasya. And no place is fit for doing tapasya. Actually, there's a very good place for doing tapasya, but after Shiva left, everybody started coming here. When many people coming here, then he thought, this is also not a good place, let me go. Because he found Shiva is the best person to find a good place for doing tapasya. So let me do the same thing. Let me take his place. So he went there. And how he got that place, Badri Narayan, Badri Vishal, Naranarayan, that we'll discuss when we go there to Badrinath. So before going to stay in Badrinath, Lord Shiva did tapasya for 60,000 years here. That is why this place is known as Nilkanta. Nilkanta. Glories of Lord Shiva are there, but we have to reach by 1 o'clock. That is why we will stop here. Because when we are traveling in this Shiva Kshetra, we should discuss a lot about how Lord Shiva, he glorified Krishna. How he is such a great devotee of Krishna. Vaishnavana Mitha Shambhu. Among all the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the topmost. So there is unlimited glories of Lord Shiva here. He is auspicious, the most auspicious. Why? Because he gives us the most auspicious path. Especially here, he did tapasya. For everything they use this word tapasya. But Rama Mantra was given by Ajita to Lord Shiva. And by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, from that time Lord Shiva started glorifying the glorification aspect, that is the Bhagavata. There are two vidhis, Pancharatrik vidhi and Bhagavat vidhi. Lord Shiva is the original narrator of the Pancharatrik books, Pancharatra. But now, being initiated in the Bhagavata by Ajita, which has removed complete poison, the poison for the poison. Actually, material enjoyment is poison. That is why Narottamdas Thakur says, what do you say? Janiya shunya vishakhayino. Janiya shunya vishakhayino. So material enjoyment is poison. So these demons and the demigods, they wanted material enjoyment. So first manifested thing was poison. They wanted eternal life, enjoyment and all. So this poison, Lord Shiva took and ensured compassion to the whole world. Otherwise it would have destroyed. It is said few drops of poison fell down. And what happened? Some scorpion and snakes. They took, and that is how they are still poisonous. And one more thing is, when the churning was going on, when the churning happened, the waves come. That churning which happened, the effect of that is still there in the ocean. That is why you have waves still now coming. Just imagine how huge the churning was. That is all modern science. Moon's gravity field. When we come in Himalayas, especially, we never discuss modern science. We will be utter failures. Because gravitation force. And Samudra Manthan Leela. After that, Rahu Ketu thing happened. That is how lunar eclipse and solar eclipse come. In modern science, it says something else. Moon comes in between the earth and the sun. The sun comes in between them. What is it? Earth comes as whatever the something they say. That is all not accepted. Rahu and Ketu. Okay. Original narrator of Bhagavata. First narrator of Bhagavata. Okay? Let's stop here. Hare Krishna.
Straight going to the bus.